for the 5D Collective, we have some amazing times. Anyone who is new, a 5D person is a person who is at the very least aware of their emotional spectrum in a way of having a window of welcome. Or even if there is a window of tolerance, it is not one where you justify the emotional triggers. So the adaptive child behavior, the projection of unfinished business. So you know how to be aware of your own adaptive child and to tend to it. And so not to project your nervous system's needs on another, but to instead talk about it. And obviously that doesn't mean you don't have a reaction. No, it means you're aware of those adaptive child patterns. Okay, so 5D Collective is aware of enlightenment, the human way. They are aware of our mammalian heritage, our birthright to be a restorative embodied self and your open-hearted three-year-old self. Doesn't mean you're there yet, but you are very much in the I'm not going to be an ego-sensitive 4D person or 3D. I'm going to be a person who is going to take that journey of personal development. And the personal development can also integrate a therapist, of course. So those of you who are, again, aware of the aspects of our human nature, that's why the 5D is having a different way of harnessing everything that comes with all of these new ascension energies. And they're not new. We've been having ascension energies for a long time already, but they're not taking them and saying there are energy vampires, dark auras, and so on and so forth. The 4D collective and 3D, on the other hand, are not interested in emotional building regulation skills, in emotional heavy lifting. They are not keen on personal development in a way of let me tend to what comes up. They project it. In fact, what I've noticed is a spirituality bypass, and so the codependency type person, martyrs or superiors, spirituality again, bypassers, and the blamers. So the shame cycle is what you will notice they will be actively participating in, but their behavior is something they don't look at, like a Cusco not looking at himself. So from the Emperor's New Groove, the 5D Collective are Pachas, and the rest is Cuscos, and this is not a competition. You can't go to somebody and say, hey, I think you need to go to therapy. That's pretty much not your job or nice or, you know, again. So 5D Collective knows that every person's journey, their way back home to their heart, to be their self. We didn't need to do Frozen 2. We got to understand we're humans first, and we do bring with us the spiritual and spirituality stuff, but we're a whole three-year-old heart. So we choose to be our humanity. And that's why it's easy for the person who's a 5D collective individual to say, yeah, I want to learn how to do my emotions like a grown-up. It's fun. Functional adults, conscious lovers, it's fun. 3D, 4D has a different mindset. They have a different approach. And that's where the good therapists are out there. There's a lot of education. So everyone has access to YouTube and online. Well, not everybody, but you understand what I'm saying. So in the meantime, for us, ascension energies allow the human love narrative and your consciousness to expand. We bring more Pachas out into the world for specific guidance on personal development, inner growth, all this great stuff we talk about. You can become a paid subscriber for anything curiosity related. You can just send emails and ask away. We have FAQs. I look forward to hearing from you all. Let's continue with our episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome to my lovely 5D Collective and the IHP community. Let's talk about what happens when a lovely empowered woman gets to deal with those attachment wounded men. They friend zone or they, you know, want friends with benefits. So first of all, empowerment means you have your inner child healed, so you don't have any trauma charges lingering, okay? And I'm attachment trauma informed, but remember, I'm a 5D mystic in the Enlightenment Soul Age group, so aka woo woo pseudoscience lady, pseudoscience because I bring together human, spiritual, and spirituality elements. These are all subject matters for a independent thinker, Mahasamadhi Samadhi. These words mean more than just what you will learn from people who are not in the Enlightenment Soul Age group, and what they mean is you, if you move into becoming the integrated brain version, integration of the brain. So your left chit chatter and your right where all that emotion stuff comes up. I'm attachment trauma informed. So I have a bunch of courses, certificates, and you name it. In addition to being also Reiki master, tarot card reader, and a lovely Akashic record reader. And that does involve the so-called past life regression downloads. It's amazing, FYI. Now, all of this is beautiful and supportive, but only if you have not still Elsa's journey. So you end up at the end, look at yourself in the mirror. Oh, it's me I've been looking for. There's a solo self right here. Oh, but I live with other people. Okay, let me get my integrated brain and restorative embodiment into place. Okay, so that's the 5D collective. We're self-aware, self-accountable, and they're truly self-empowered because they do not sit with rumination and do inner critic, outer critic, then fuck, do drugs, drink, and or whatever self-soothing mechanism. So they don't say, oh, I'm envious, I'm going to keep the envy, or oh, I'm spiteful, I'm going to keep the spite, oh, I'm jealous, I'm going to keep the jealousy. No, they look themselves in the mirror and they say, I don't want to be a squirrel from Cusco land. And I don't want to be a Pinocchio with the ears and the, you know, tail that he gets off the island. I'm going to go and get into compersion version of me. That means you're going to be happy for any of those lovely partners out there that will have other partners. Now, I am polyamorous, so solo poly, by the way. But that's not why. I was, as a teenager, the same as my polyamory status right now with my teenage boyfriend. And all of those of you who are regular listeners know my story. So I'm going to just give you again, empowerment is an individual human being who can unconditionally love with flaws and imperfections themselves and the entirety of humanity, all life and beyond. And we actually don't need Sadhguru to have us promise this, but, you know, we do start somewhere. So I can thank my lovely mother and Jesus and God. And I can add Sadhguru into the mix, but I began my journey with my mother, my twin, and God and Jesus. Now, God is still present. It is the infinite sphere of consciousness. And as a mystic, I do understand woo-woo because I love to learn from the 5D educators, the sciences people, not the flat earthers. They're not sciences. Okay. The empowered woman will know who the charming human beings are. They mean shit to a human being who can see clearly through your bullshit. And it's not because they're shit in a way of nobody's a piece of shit. The innocence of your whole three-year-old and one-year-old does not get lost. Thank you, Mom, when you stay innocent as a child. And then as a teenager, as an adolescent, as I met unkindness from a number of insecure human beings, I was insecure. I chose I would not be unkind. I also consciously chose, why would I generalize when I don't know half of the world? I only know what, 20 people, 50, however many human beings I will have met by the time I'm an adolescent and then I'm getting into my young teenage years. And so I made a very conscious choice once I did realize, as the adolescent of every one of us has a pruning process. Our brain goes through it, and then we will begin to have our child parts come forth, because by 16, that's your last child charge part. And I am unflappable, and I'm also equanimous. And I learned that thanks to being able to learn how to self-regulate. Thanks, Mom. So I'm my own safe haven and secure base. And that means in every 24 hours, you ask Maria what she wants to do, I can tell you. I can tell you however many things you would want to know about my three-year-old self. Okay, so that's a divine feminine with her own divine masculine. And when you meet a divine masculine with their divine feminine, it's amazing because they know how to be empowered. They show up fully and completely. So an empowered man, they do not actually have, I'm going to lie to you if I want to just fuck you. Okay. An empowered man, emotionally and mentally, will be able to use their mouth to say, you know, I'm a human being who doesn't enjoy commitment at all. And I've looked into it, but I like to do physical things and that's it. There's always a way for a person who's empowered to choose how to present. This is who I am. This is why I am. We all learn in years. I got to put into practice my tone thanks to all of those lovely attachment wounded men in my case. And as I moved through my years, I actually got the, what's the word I wanted to say, word I don't want to use that word, luck. I'm going to use luck. I got lucky. Our human species has consistently evolved to move away from the scarlet letter times and from medieval. So polyamory came to become a word that embodies what those of us who love in a special way, more than one person, okay? So yes, that means that we know love beyond the monogamous and monoamorous human being. And love, FYI, is a chemistry that is released within your own body when you have secure attachment and a differentiated self and you are in your state of physiological compassion. The machines show it. Now, not everybody believes in machines, and yet they don't want to be flat earthers. So, you know, we're going to leave them alone. Again, I'm attachment trauma informed. So all of the brain stuff and human stuff comes from my lovely good therapists, neuroscientists, neurobiologists, neurophysicists. They're all over the place, okay? And on that note, now that we've made it clear, so empowerment means you're a woman or man that loves always, not just sometimes, and you have compersion. Okay, so I don't know of envy, jealousy, spite. I learned of Cain and Abel, I learned of God and Jesus, and I was made the way that I was supposed to be made, flawed as I am. I'm tiny, I have scoliosis, I'm flat-chested, all of this, okay? So I'm a teenager, I'm growing up. Definitely, I know if I look myself in the mirror, I don't think I'm hot. And I'm also, though, not being in the inner critic of, oh, I'm a piece of shit. No. That's exactly the number one thing why your mind is everything, mindset, all of it, because you're the translator for what comes up from your body. And so in my adolescent years, so let's see, 11 to 14, I definitely realized no person at that age is emotionally mature. So they are all unkind and unreliable and backstabbers. But again, that's only a portion of humanity. So I knew that I would not generalize. And I also knew what my commitment to life was. Thank you, Jesus. I'm like, why would I live life with my heart not open? Emotions are mine. The heart is a muscle. People are people. And, you know, meeting different people, that's part of life. So dealing with the unknowns, uncertainties, and unexpecteds from within me while going with the flow. This is our lovely main modules of the inner growth mindset. And that is something that consistently carried on with me, having Jesus and having God and having been given the luck to have a secure attachment body, okay, and a differentiated self. So when you don't lose your three-year-old heart, you also don't lose your innocence, because as an adolescent, this pruning process is when we will choose other alloparenting figures. I didn't choose other people. They were not trustworthy, but I did get a teenage boyfriend that I got to do my entire teenage years with, and my group, my teenage friends. Okay, so those are the alloparenting group. But as I got to meet them one by one and go through those years of life, I saw a lot of attachment wounded young men and women, boys and girls. But again, the grown-ups explained that we are immature. And so here's again where you make the choice in your brain, as you're thinking and as you're feeling, and flappability and integration of the brain is because I chose with self-awareness to be self-accountable for the emotions that arose and to self-regulate. So your 16-year-old is your fight charge state. I learned to work with everything that arose, and that is the years that I also chose that word that I told you I have my magic word. Okay, so with that all being said, and you might be hearing music in the background because there's some party going on nearby. Once you understood this, this is very important, the first 10 minutes, because empowerment gets misunderstood. People think that empowerment is in a way that I won't bother, but when a human being experiences still in their body envy, jealousy, spite, and low energy, all of that, that's the human suffering love narrative group. They haven't done personal development or moved into being translators for their brain in a way that involves inner growth. And I'm going to just put that to the side because, again, I'm here to share with you that infinite higher human conscious potential experience. Okay, so empowerment, women. When I got to be friend-zoned, friends with benefits, all of this is part of my entourage of experiences with men for sure. It's been a pleasure to be friend-zoned. The friends with benefits, that's a bullshit word because I don't objectify any human being. Furthermore, being their friend is my first benefit. I am fortunate to have friends in my life. This is a beautiful thing. I don't need to fuck you. In fact, actually, you might not be a good lover at all. And that is one of the things that I'm happy this generation has a lot of great sex educators and therapists out there informing you of all the neuroscience stuff so that you can actually enjoy relationships. Also, with polyamory being out there, people can explore. The aspect of knowing your secure attachment is what I would say is number one. And so you want to get to the end of Elsa's journey, not wait for it to take place, but to know you have a three-year-old. So if you have healthy self-worth, this means you don't date men or women in the absence of you being aware that you can speak up and have conversations with functional adult love language. Okay, so you will talk your truth and not hide it, and you learn how to be more and more of a speaker of yourself. And the beauty is that you move into more and more of the restorative embodiment. And the music. I hope you won't mind it, but I love dance music, actually. Oh, which reminds me, if I'm meeting a man in a club, I will not think that this man will be interested in me in any other way except to fuck me. So I will make sure that if I go on a date with them, that I let them know, hey, I don't know you, so you and I are not gonna go to bed together. I'm a Grace, that's great asexual. So yes, I will not be interested in fucking you unless I, one, know you and have a good relationship, and two, I have to get interested and curious about it. And when you have attachment wounded men, the reality is I don't need words to describe. When you meet these men, they will walk a drunk line, and then they will come at you with passive aggressive indirect communication. What's really interesting is when you show appreciation for their personality and for them being, how can I say this? It's always hard for me to share the inconsistencies, because if I'm appreciating the way you talk to me, or if I'm appreciating that you are honest with me, and then you come back and you give me some passive-aggressive sentence, my brain doesn't understand what you're doing. Because if I'm speaking words to you of appreciation for what you are, and then you come at me with the complete opposite, I'm wondering what happened here. How did you misunderstand what I spoke to you? And I know you're like, give me a good example. So let me think about this, and let me move us to a different location, just in case this lovely music is getting louder and louder for you. I think we'll be better over here. Okay. If I say, thanks for not involving me in all of, you know, that kind of, I don't even like using the word, but the locker talk, right? So if I say, thank you for not involving me in locker talk, and you come to me a couple days later with locker talk, that's what I'm trying to say. That's attachment wounded man, because you completely did the opposite of what I was asking you. So you know how they say a three-year-old will try to assert themselves. This is where Gabor Mate, I'm going to use him as an example because he is who came to mind. In one of his interviews, he talks about how he used his unresolved trauma with one of his children, his boy. His son of 3 years old, he's being told by the family to sing happy birthday, and the son's just saying, I don't want to. He's asserting his three-year-old self. And eventually, I don't know if he slaps him or if he punishes him, one of the two. But Gabor Mate is explaining how I didn't have to punish my son for not wanting to do something that our society, our herd, was trying to get him to do. He was asserting his own emotional and mental preference, essentially. He uses different words to explain it, but I'm going to use my words so you can understand that you have a differentiated self with your thoughts and your emotions. So if I say, I don't want to do it because it's not fun to me to sing, and I as a parent impose it, but then I punish you because of you not wanting to listen, I am imposing my preference upon you, and I am also giving you an experience that will be of shame. Now, this is the part of where if I repair that, let's say though, I figure out that I'm being a dork as a parent, an asshole, and I go to my son and I say, this is separate from Gabor Mate, I'm giving you a continuation, because repairing ruptures is what can dissolve and ensure a child doesn't maintain a sense of shame for having stood up and decided to be what they wanted to be and do what they wanted to do. So let's say after this birthday party, after the punishment, I realized I did something that I didn't have to do. I can go and say, hey, son of mine, you know, I'm so sorry. I was wrong. I was wrong to slap you, or I was wrong to punish you. I was trying to have you participate with all of the family. Whatever it is, it's an explanation, okay? So you go and you repair something. You give the child, you talk to them. People think that it doesn't matter because they think about how children forget things. We're all patterns. Terry Real, lovely therapist. He helps couples. As he explains, and so does Patrick Tihan, people don't know how to love themselves first. And I'm going to share with you until you do. Or until you are never made to feel ashamed of yourself. So I have a mother who explains again and again a lot of time. And I am a person who asks a bazillion questions. I don't as a grown-up anymore because of people being annoyed by it. But in my brain, I'm still a three-year-old. I will ask so much. In fact, actually, I'm thinking about my lovely empowered man as it was, I forget when, but they know how my brain works. And so they know how to let me know, okay, right now, all the questions you're used to asking, can we hold off for them? And I'm good enough in the part that I don't take offense at being told, fuck off, Maria, quote unquote. That's not the way it comes across. So see, here's where an empowered man will not do the fuck off, Maria, you're annoying me. That is an attachment wounded man. That is a passive aggressive, and that is not right or wrong. Right here is where a pacha, which is what an empowered woman is, will not be going around to that. I actually have another lovely man. I'm going to say they're not as empowered for sure, that they have definite trauma. I hope that they look into, but I don't know, because, you know, everybody looks into their own emotional stuff. What I can say, though, is this interaction that took place as I'm simply asking, are you going to take a trip here, here, here? And they turn to me very upset. Why the fuck would I do that? And then another time there was also a remark on my body. That was in another moment. So this is a dear friend of mine. But those are, for example, signs of an attachment wound in my knowledge bank of attachment trauma. And it's also trauma, the way that Gabor Maté and the good therapist explain it, because it's your maladaptive child behavior. So something's going on inside of you. You're upset, basically, whether it's your day, it doesn't matter. Your mood is what leads you until you're the one who chooses to not project your mood upon others. I'm going to use me as an example. I was very grumpy as a teenager and young adult, if you woke me up while I was sleeping. I would completely be a person who would be like, get the fuck away, or something like that. So I remember telling people, don't wake me up. Do not wake me up if I'm sleeping, or if you wake up, wake me up, just know that I'm gonna be moody. And I learned, though, in time how not to do that, because I can. This is the point, personal development. You can work with self-awareness, self-accountability, self-regulation of your emotional stuff. It's all yours. This is not some magical wand, my lovely listeners. This is not something that requires you to believe in anything. I had, yes, my resources, my support, my background, and I love being raised with Jesus. I love that I got to have those years in 3D planet Earth, my lovely mystics, because at the end of the day, I consistently can look to my past and say, I was given the information and the opportunity to behave like I am now. Now I have more ways to help more people if they want to be here, because I was already motivated to be kind. Why would I not want to be kind to you? I don't like when you're not kind to me. That is why we use Pacha and Cusco, because it's that straightforward. I'm a teenager. Why would I ever do something so harsh? And so learning how to become more equanimous wasn't a challenge. I was motivated because I definitely know I would love to be talked to and not yelled at and not have to deal with your mood, because it's annoying. It's annoying to have to deal with your mood. That's all. It's not because you're disrespecting me. The whole disrespect, that word gets used in so many different ways by not empowered people. Okay, so I'm not disrespected when my loved ones have trauma and they're projecting it, because you know how many people are going to stay maladaptive child behaviors in the love narrative, and they have their low self-esteem, indirect communication, passive-aggressive? Who knows how many billions. Well, I hope not. But anyways, in the meantime, I know that we still have a buttload of people out there that are not in any way, shape, or form. Yes, I am a three-year-old. No, I want to do Elsa's journey. No, no, she's a fraud. She's a fraud mystic because she's telling us that everybody can be it. Oh, she can't be enlightenment. Remember, they all have laundry. Oh, I love having relationship with my emotions. Laundry, FYI, is all the shit that, it's not shit when you have a good embodied brain. A window welcome, it's called, to your emotional plane and its integration of the brain. Thank you, Daniel Siegel, Bezel van der Kolk, Stephen Porges, Peter Levine, Janina Fisher, Julianne, so many of the great therapists out there. Sue Martin, let me think. Oh, Albert Wong, Ruth Lanius, Bethany. Okay, so I think I've listed enough of the people that I learned from. Let's go back to story land. Okay, so what happens when you are dealing with an attachment wounded man? As I was saying, if you're empowered, you will not be reacting. You will be responding. And that is because of your own self-awareness and actual choosing to maintain alignment with your belly body and heart body, your energy body, physical and mental. And that's Purusha, pure unconditional love, pure consciousness, and Prakriti, pure energy. Your three-year-old whole heart is your pure energy form. So without any yoga, today we have Sadhguru. It's great that he's out there. Yoga helps your body with everything from ventral vagal toning exercises to the integration of the brain, thanks to the three pillars of the mind, which help integration. And so that is focused attention, awareness, and kind intention. And so with Sadhguru and yoga, you can do all of that and you get your brain and your body to be open to becoming the restorative embodiment of you. But the next step forward is by you understanding it's all about your humanity. And so this is why, as he shares, if you overflow with humanity, divinity has to descend. Your 5D mystic enlightenment woo-woo pseudoscience podcast host here shares with you. As a teenager, I, at my 16 years of age, was with my boyfriend. It had been already 1 year, and we had already revisited, or we had began to visit probably what it was, the first cheating incident. Okay, so from my 11 to 14, I saw all sorts of attachment wounded boys. Competing, locker talk, right? How many bitches can I fuck? Shit like that. How many rumors can I spread? And I'm not even kidding with you. When I think to the past, I just know that I saw what I understood, because grown-ups explained, you're all immature, you're growing up. And I did have a great way that my mom put it. Are you going to follow your friends if they throw themselves off the bridge? No. So you learn, I learned in the short amount of time as an adolescent that I would not be following any person's footsteps. The only person's footsteps that I want to follow are Jesus's. And that's as straightforward as it gets. I have free will. My free will is that I consistently treat you the way I want to be treated. And I stay open-hearted because I love life. Okay. And empowerment. You're choosing to empower the self of you to speak. You are choosing not to project your mood. And so the three-year-old tone and the teenage tone. And then your brain is also continuing to evolve. And so up till that age of 25 for physiological women, our brain is still developing. And it's by 25 that your executive decision-making functions develop. For men, physiologically, it's 27. With all of this being said, you are the person who chooses self-awareness based on your herd, which is where spirituality comes into the mix. It's when you look at the meaning of life beyond the solo self. So you're not doing Elsa's journey. You're not ignoring the signs like Pinocchio does and walking around with an ear or ears and a tail, okay? You're able to say, Hangover is a shitty example of a movie. It's entertainment. It's not what I want to live out there. And attachment wounded men need good therapists. Anybody who's reactive needs a good therapist. They might not want, and there's our human suffering love narrative group. And those are the Elsa journey. They follow all of trending topics, okay? So when they're dealing with men who are attachment wounded, their go-to is envy, jealousy, spite, shaming, blaming, faulting, revenging. They're codependent types, martyrs, blamers, superiors. They're gonna go use words and name each other and point fingers. And there's our spiritual bypassers. I am the spiritual one. They're not, yada, yada, yada. Okay. With all of those examples out of the way, my teenage boyfriend, he cheats on me the first time. I forget how it is. I think he just comes clean and tells me, and I say, no big deal. And we keep dating, and then we keep on actually being a couple. And we're not in polyamory, we're in monogamy, because polyamory was not yet a thing or a word. But I did say, I don't love you more than any of my other friends. You know this, just you and I are choosing to build a life together. So this is the difference. So you and I actually going to have more time together, which means I want to have more time with my friends because I want to spend equal time with all. And that is where for a polyamory person that is securely attached, you will know what I'm talking about. For any human being who instead, let's say you feel lonely and you have a bunch of great friends that are around you and you keep on feeling lonely. Well, so you're 0-1-year-old. For one, that wants to be seen, to be soothed, to feel safe and secure. So you're looking for another human being to emotionally support you within your body. And all the lovely therapists will share how that is part of your mammalian heritage. I will share with you how easy it is to not have that be present because you figure it out kind of thing. But then again, I've never felt lonely like that. So what I can tell you is on the opposite end of the spectrum. So when people that are your men friends and that are feeling lonely because they have a friend and they can talk to you intellectually and emotionally about anything and everything, then they come to you and they want to be your partner. Okay, and you will say no. So here's the deal. Men or women, we all face the so-called potential for rejection. But if you're empowered, you don't feel rejected or discarded or upset. So if you tell me when I've had my teenage boyfriend, when he broke up with me, I didn't feel offended. I didn't think that now that he was with that other woman, the last one he cheated with, that he'd be unhappy. No, consciously I knew it's going to come back and bite you how you handled this, because you put out into the world something that is not the... I will take ownership of what I've done. I will have a conversation. I will clear the air. See, it's all about clearing that sphere of energy. When, in fact, what I knew would happen came back around, I luckily for me already was into everything that is in our plane of mysticism. And so I went ahead and cleared for us our energy. Now, this is the part, it's not provable. That's why the woo-woo is fine with a 5D mystic. I know that I won't ever be able to prove any of what I did in those years that I knew through my dream state, which is not dreams. It's the connection that I have with my oversoul and with these lovely two people. But here's where I knew why all of the energy is the way it was. People from the external, the limited consciousness individuals, they don't look at these two individuals with love. I do. My love for them never changed. In fact, if anything, I was gifted a beautiful gift once she recognized our connection. And my heart just was in a million with my dreams. I was talking to her, and I definitely did. I'll never forget. I was like, I need to write her. We had a blast in this dream, and you know, this is how consciousness, the energy works, and it nudges you, but sometimes it knows it has to push you. Why did it have to push me? Because no person in my herd, in a million of these short years of this threesome, supported me to stay friends with them. None of them thought I should even want to be friends with them. And I am a person who loves people. So in my book, they did nothing wrong. He never did anything wrong. She didn't do anything wrong because I don't live based on societal parameters. It's a bullshit parameter. The fact that he lied, it's a cowardice game. The fact that she lied, it's a cowardice game. That's called fear. And you know what a maladaptive child behavior is? It's all people with fear. Now, I mean, people I have to put up with whenever they're in their little moods. Oh, my mind just goes blank because I don't want to deal with their child parts because they're already in their pissiness and they're not doing anything to get out of it. I don't need to regulate your nervous system. In fact, the best way for me to try and support you is to stay in my ventral vagal. And at the same time, I'm not your own nervous system and I'm not your mother. I'm not going to try and help you to self-regulate, especially if you're projecting your envy, jealousy, spite, and unhappiness. So the silent The silence that is the right silence from inside is a silence of the wisdom of a body, of a healthy self-worth human being who has nothing to say to somebody who's being a maladaptive child, because attachment wounds are those. You're going to project to me your passive-aggressive indirect shit and I'm going to have to put up with it. I don't know. I'm just going to shut the fuck up. And that way you can look at me however you want. Think whatever the hell you want. I'm going to be, bye, I'm going. And I leave you with your stuff. This has nothing to do with the boyfriend. It's transitioning. But empowered women will not use, I don't want to waste my time with your mood. Your mood is your body's. You can take care of it. I don't need to. And the part of criticizing and crapping on men or humanity is another bullshit sentence that I've had to hear my entire life. It's annoying. It's annoying. It's stupid in my brain. In my brain, I'm thinking you could be doing so many things with your brain, except for, no, let me not look in the mirror. Let me project it and say, humanity sucks. Men suck. Women suck. They suck. Everybody sucks. Why is it so hard to make friends? It's not hard for me. Why is it so hard for you? How many insecurities do you got going on in there? Did you never grow up? Okay, so growing up emotionally from the heart means being able to stand with healthy self-worth. Thank you. Terry Real, it means you're not superior, inferior. You feel it in your heart. So while Terry Real and Patrick Tihan and other therapists tell people to know, learn how to love yourself first, I'm letting you know what it's like to already love yourself first as a teenager, and then a grown-up, and then to be a mystic who knows my oversoul expands, not anything opposite that. So long story short, the teenage boyfriend and attachment wounds and trauma, empowerment, how we handle. Let me think which one of the different stories do I want to go around. Not many. I'll just use the fact that I would have stayed friends with them. They chose not to, and eventually we led ourselves back to friendship and friend zoning. Is actually something we'll look into with twin flames and soulmates in my oversoul. Okay, so for one, our moods, they can be handled if you choose self-awareness, self-accountability, and then you choose self-regulation, and that's because you are wanting to be enriched inside your body. People who have envy, jealousy, and spite, they can move out of that if they work with their child parts. You can work with EMDR, child parts, and somatics therapist, a whole therapist who sees you as whole, knows your child parts can be uncharged by you, and then you're learning to self-regulate your nervous system and stuff like that. So becoming your own safe haven. I'm my own safe haven when I have panic attacks and whenever I've dealt with any of the attachment wounded men and the passive aggressive indirect communication. And so if you ask a person who loves life and loves humanity and knows we're all flawed and imperfect to look to the past and say, is there anything that you would change? Nope. The reality is no. There are one thing that I definitely knew. I didn't want to say that, but then I said, well, it's good that I learned from this person, you know. So you can look to the past and understand where you could make some changes, but you won't. You would never. In fact, I knew even with another situation that for as much as I completely did not enjoy a number of situations, that I would arrive again and again and again at why everything is perfect. Perfection. So when I look to the past, it has led me to the person that I want to be. But who's the one who's choosing love? I am from the thoughts in my brain. And the feelings in my body are straightforward because it's a nervous system that is using my brain. My brain translates what my body brings up. My window of welcome to emotional stuff is because I have a securely attached body thanks to my mother, who is the one, and my twin that was giving me the opportunity in my first year of life to be secure attached. Okay, so whole self is what leads to empowerment. You look in the mirror, you have a three-year-old, we share the floor with all. Okay, when you meet empowered men, they know how to tell you in the absence of using passive-aggressive tone, indirect communication, because they consciously choose that with you. Any one of us can consciously choose who we're going to be a mature, emotionally speaking version with. Then there's also to state, though, our unfinished business will always take place where we were 0-1 attached, panicky, 3-7 shame, submissive. So your immediate household will be where you can see through self-reflection, self-accountability, self-awareness, and self-desire to regulate Is there somewhere more that I can be working? I still work on my three-year-old tone. My mother and my twin are the two people who have the unfinished business of Maria, if it ever comes up. But other than those two human beings, the capacity for me to choose to respond has been always here because my mother taught me how to use my mouth and she taught me how to be respectful outside of the home. And she allowed me to be a child inside of the home. And so this is that part of why the dynamics that play out are going to be most educational and empowering for a person who's of our 5D collective when you see yourself at home. Obviously, when you then see yourself with a partner or partners, because Terry Real, your unfinished business, you take it to your partner or partners. Romantic, we're talking right now, okay? Okay, so let's move on. When I have been friend zoned by attachment wounded men, it's always been a blessing because I don't like to deal with any of the people who have low self-esteem. Because I'm not your mama and I don't want to be one. And because the adaptive child, like a Cusco, will always have some way to twist things to their volition because the three-year-old has a shame cycle. And so the energy is small, the mannerisms are small, but because they're an adaptive child, they're making it all about themselves while they're interacting with you. And they're also tainting it with their dislike. And so if they're in a revenge, vengeance, envy, jealousy, spiteful mode, they're actively a brokenhearted three-year-old with a teenager leading the way, saying it's unfair and that you are the villain of the story. So they will treat you like a villain and the emotional charge will be thrown at you completely. So the fuel for the fire is given to them by their own little chit chatter. They make up shit in their brain about you. And if they have other people that are around them who also have low self-esteem, passive aggressive, and they're gossipers, right? So we got a bunch of people that do shit like that. You're going to have, they're going to have a feast, a party, trying to come and do something that anyone not remember rumors. I remember rumors as a teenager. Okay. So again, my teenage years showed me everything that is a person who's still on Elsa journey, a Pinocchio with ears and a tail, Cusco. I still find it to this day a small energy. And in fact, I won't be engaging as a 5D person because I have nothing to say to a person who's not ready to know they got a emotional stuff going on. You know, oh, look, that bitch, she looked at me weird. I'm going to say it again and again. She's a bitch. She's a bitch. I want to say it. Stop being so kind. I know she's a bitch. Leave it alone. I don't like to deal with people like that. So I leave people to think whatever they want about people. They're low self-esteem, not mine, but don't ask me to participate. And most people, once they get to know people well enough, they will know, okay, they're not on board with any of it. And dealing with the ones who say, why are you taking his side? Why are you taking her side? I'm not taking sides. I don't take sides. You have to take a stand. No, actually, I don't have to take a stand. And I am explaining to Jesus right now, forgive them or do not know. Sorry, because I don't think you know how to turn the other cheek right now. So however many ways people in not resolved spots, because they want to bring their envy, jealousy, spite, their shame, their blame, their fault, their revenge. This is all maladaptive child behavior. This is all of a child. For any person that I will have ever met that will have wanted to try to get me to side with them, I'm like, I don't want to side with you. Why are you trying to make me side with you? So non-differentiated people, they don't like to be individuals. Their body is still wanting to attach to somebody else and they want to be a part of a herd because in the absence of feeling that they're part of a herd, they have not yet managed to get their 0-1-year-old in their own peripheral view. This is an extra explanation for my regular listeners. Follow all of these episodes so you will know by now how many of our charged parts. They're all one part of you. Okay. When women are meeting men, and throughout the years, I can tell you it just got easier and easier to be around men. So friends with benefits, it's a bullshit sentence because you are my friend that already benefits me. So you're a blessing to me. If I desire to have you sexually, it won't happen like that, by the way. that doesn't take place. For a person who has healthy self-worth, we will pick because we will know who and how we will be interested in you. So it's not going to happen the first time I see you. There's going to be potential for sexual chemistry, but that's not what leads a person who's self-aware with empowerment. And that's something that is explainable because of self-love being number one, and really because you don't build intimacy with a person if I don't have conversations with you. I can't feel any intimacy with you. I can like you, I can love you, but I will build intimacy only in time with you. And in time is when I'm going to get to see what you're like with your moods. Attachment wounded men, they friend zone you automatically at a certain point when you're a healthy self-worth woman. So when I've met men that are lonely and I'm not interested in them and they've come to me directly saying, but we have all of these parameters, I say, look, this is not something I desire at all. So we're friends, you're a blessing, I love having you in my life, but I'm not interested in you sexually at all. And that's where it stands. When I've been interested in those who have friend-zoned me and the attachment-wounded part, I have made it clear. And when they have made it clear again and again that they are uninterested in me as a sexual partner, in addition to being friends, that's something that didn't bruise my ego. Because empowerment means you can't bruise my ego. My three-year-old isn't asking you, I want to hang out with you and be with you because I need your approval. My emotional plane, the 0-1-year-old in my heart, isn't depending on your yes to feel pleasure and delight in being myself. I love who I am as I am, and I am asking you because I like you, because I want to be with you. And that is why there's never a moment that I can look to the past and say, oh, that person has been disrespectful. I can use the word, and I have, but in the sense of my ego doesn't feel disrespected. The last time I felt disrespected was when I was a teenager, which I realized as a teenager, that would not be something necessary because I evaluated the word personal. I'm like, is it personal? Yes. But is it really personal, Maria? Does it really matter to you when these people, because teenagers, again, they'll do things out of spite. So it's not personal. It's just, you know, and that is the moment of inner growth mindset applying itself and me saying, yeah, it isn't personal actually, because nothing of what they've done affects my life whatsoever, not even a little bit. If I get sad, you haven't affected my life. I've gotten sad because we didn't connect. And mad is not one of the ones that is a dominant for the external world. For me, the angry, I was able to handle it and start to look at it from my home because I was allowed to be my own little self. And actually, if there's one thing that I disliked, whenever it has happened, and it hasn't happened with men that I've been romantically involved with, no, it's only happened in areas of social gathering with friends and professional. But yeah, anger is not something that leads you to be able and have an expanding and helpful conversation, is what I'm trying to say. And so I enjoy those few times when it's happened, it's always taken me off guard, and I will have said, okay, next time let's remember this. Because this is not what we want to do. This does not benefit us to be reactive. We want to be able and talk. And with men that are attachment wounded, they don't want to talk. They will hide everything. And if you try to be emotionally vulnerable with them, then they get more snarky. This is the part, they're protecting themselves. So when the inner child of a person is not available to them, they're going to be a three-year-old with a teenager, which is what I was trying to use as an example. At a certain point, the passive aggressive is where I've seen this. A person who's getting upset because they were put in their place, and it's their child parts that come up to engage with you, but it's not it's not them. The therapists are the ones who make it clear to me that it's their own child part energy, which is why I understand how people out there, they're not making it a part of their content because they're busy with the trending stuff of one group against another group. And this is not what an empowered person will share with you. It's, we're all human beings. We all can have moods. The people like to take their own self and work with their own moods are the 5D collective that we talk about in our relationships. Okay, so once again, friends with benefits, it's not benefits. It's you and I will have consciously the awareness that we're friends and we want to physically explore how to be together. Attachment wounded men will not approach you that way. No, they will, in fact, keep you as a friend. They will engage in sex with you. And when you present to them that you want more, the inability for them to actually have a conversation is what I'm going to say. So this part is not fun. Like I was also trying to say, it's not disrespectful. The minute that I notice that you don't know how to talk to me when I'm coming to you and saying to me, I want more than just friendship because of what we're sharing and how amazing it is. So this is the part where you're doing the friend with benefits. I'm going to say, this is not what I was looking for, you know, or the way that eventually it leads itself is to disengaging from the friends with benefits completely. The friend zoning is what stands. And it's because of the mannerisms of how you're going to handle me when I come with you with a serious conversation from my own heart, because I have healthy self-worth. I will notice how you are handling my emotional upset. And it's not about you having to deal with my emotions. This is that part of, luckily for an empowered woman, I'm my own safe haven. And that's why you can treat me however you want, because I'm getting emotional. It's fair and square. You are right. I should not bring my emotion to you. You know, this, I can avoid that. So I will understand that you are an emotionally unavailable man. I will also know how you will have used your money. I will make you aware of all of it, by the way. And then I will also make you aware of, this was not how I conduct my friendships. This is not how I conduct, especially if we're dealing with physical sharing, because I do have respect for you, for me. And the way that you can talk to me is not this way. You don't have to bring your, that is the empowered, unflappable. It isn't, I'm going to shame or, you know, I ain't going to yell at you. No, no, no. I'm going to explain to you, and I'm going to firmly also share with you what it's like Pacha does with Cusco, to treat a human being. You know, you don't treat me like that. You don't use your little quote unquote potty mouth, but this is the part of where attachment wounded men don't know they got a potty mouth, because they're not interested in getting good therapy, nor are they interested in, let me look at myself, engage with a woman that I've slept with, that I can behave like an actual badass. You know, they got the idea of badass. And I don't even know where they don't get ideas, but we don't have the interest to notice another person and how they're wording it. So when you present, though, to somebody firmly, this is not acceptable, we're not trying to get you to change how you want to talk. No, the minute I tell you this is not acceptable, in fact, I've recalibrated everything. My friend zoning is really accurate and great now, because you've been friend zoned by me in a very specific way, by the way. And you may think about a thing or two. And if you do and you want to approach me and talk to me about it, great. You don't have to. Again, this is not something that we will look for, because an attachment wounded man will be a person who we will not want to deal with. I don't want to deal with your immature, maladaptive behavior, because I know you need a good therapist, not because you need anything else. No, you're not an evil son of a... No, you are a person who needs a good therapist. You have unresolved trauma. You have attachment wounds. I will feel sorry for you. No, I won't feel sorry. I'll be a person who says, I hope my friend gets to figure out, you know, for themselves if they want. At that point, it's done. I've done with the thinking of this human being, how they treated me, how they didn't, and that's, you're moving forward. And so they stay friends. They're not friends with the benefits thing. The friends with benefits are only the men who will actually know, like I just said before, your benefit because you're a friend. And therefore, I will not be treating you like a sex object. I will be having a conversation with you about the delight I have in you as a friend, the delight that I have in having more than just a friendship. For me, as a solo polyamory person, this is not actually, how can I, like I said, I don't think of it as friends with benefits. It's two people who enjoy each other. And for all we know, they could move into living together and doing other life events, because life is beautiful because of friends. But those would be the men who are not attachment wounded. It's a man who's learning how to be a man, like a woman who's not attachment wounded, learning to be a woman. We enjoy in relationships. That's what relationships are meant to be. For an empowered woman, it's easy to love. So we love more, not less, because our little 0-1-year-old isn't going to be offended when somebody who's attachment wounded doesn't know how to tell me, I just wanted to fuck you and that's about it. I want to be friends, you know, whether they do it through their in and out behavior, through no contact, through the passive aggressive, whatever those mannerisms, it's going to be something that is addressed if need be. If not be, the friend zone is a very great gift because we will have noticed that attachment wounded men don't know how to walk a straight line, and that's with their mouth and with their mood and with everything. The minute that we're having some form of important interaction and they don't know how to come at me, they don't know how to talk to me, they don't know how to let me be me, they don't know, not the other way around. And it's not, though, something that I need to say, oh, they're so awful. Like I said, you recalibrate yourself, you have the conversation with the person, you do share with friends and people because you're going to have moments of processing what happened, of course, but it's not to insult anyone. To this day, I love, for example, my teenage boyfriend and his partner, and all of the other people from my past, they still judge these two people, if you will. They judge a lot of things. They have a lot of different opinions. I don't, because I had my opinions as they moved through their stuff. And at the end of the day, they're happy. That's all that matters. They're happy with life. So why are you looking to the past, continuing to think of what could have been? There's nothing could have been. They made conscious choices for themselves. And the part about them being ideal, by the way, for each other, is what I see more than anything. The reason the people look to the two and have things to say from the friends of him and the family and all that is because of what he did not become. But see, he chose what he chose. And as the woman who was in the years of our lives, I knew why I wasn't good for him, because I didn't tell him what to be in life. I didn't have him on a leash, and there was no way in fucking hell that I was ever going to have him on a leash and that I was going to be able to say, you're awesome all the time, because he needs to feel awesome. So when you're afraid of life and you're afraid of being yourself, whatever the reason may be, because you don't have secure attachment, you have attachment wounds and you're not tending to your insecurities, okay, this is not necessarily childhood developmental trauma. Attachment wounds can happen when you have had a bunch of ruptures. So he's had a bunch of ruptures while we were together. He could have taken every one of those to become a version of his mature emotional self, and he didn't. So his family and friends look to the past and remember what he could have been. And I remember too. I remember what he could have been. But when I look at him today, I know every time he made a choice. And he chose what he chose because of what he wanted. He wanted somebody else to lead. To this day, she's the leader of the pack. And they are beautiful and they have purpose all together. And that is what you choose, what makes you happy in life. He's happy, she's happy, they're happy. She is an awesome, successful career woman, mother, partner, and together they lead the lovely planet Earth like any of those couples do. You know, we're the power couple together. And so you see people like that being happy. And again, the only reason others can see somebody who has given up what their dreams were is because you either bring your dreams to the forefront or you don't. You need to have it's not courage. You need to have the belief in yourself. Believe in yourself to the depths of your being. Nourish your talents, your spirit is freeing. Know when the going gets tough, or forget the poem that you all know by heart, the regular listeners, but I have this Bruce B. Wilmer poem. And so when you believe in yourself and you go all the way through and through, you don't lose any parts of you. But when you decide that it's too hard to do on your own and you decide that somebody else can make you happy, so some people, that's what they choose. Again, this is just one random example, but others like to look at others, which is where I think, aren't you busy with life? Why are you bothering with other people? Do you, and let them do them. And attachment wounded men, they can do them if they get to their own therapy. In the meantime, for those of you who are empowered, I'm sure you're pretty much on board with our lovely collective. It's really nice to have human beings who have compersion, who are open-minded, open-hearted, healthy self-worth, who know how to love themselves and others. And as we move forward, we'll just keep chit-chatting like any of the other people out there, but with more information. The attachment and trauma information helps me to explain to you concepts that are not as straightforward when you got teenagers out there with their rumors and their, oh, they're not good, they're not, and that, all of the Elsa Journey people, they get to do that. We get to come here and try to talk in a way that expands us. So share love, share compassion. Let's remember, we each can do our own self-awareness and self-empowerment, and others will do their stuff and do what they want and what makes them happy. We'll be back with more. Have a great day.